A five-year plan with specific targets for more cuts to your agency's office space is at the center of a new memo from the Office of Management and Budget. That strategy details how agencies should not just freeze their footprints. Making them smaller and more efficient is the new priority. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details and analysis of OMB's new Reduce the Footprint policy. Freeze the footprint gone and reducing it is here now. How is OMB asking agencies to do that, Jason?
Well, what amazed me was that the Freeze the Footprint policy was 2 years old. So really what this is doing is building on it. And the way they're building on it is with a new five-year strategic plan from each agency in terms of how they're going to manage, consolidate, and actually dispose of office space and other real property holdings. We make a big deal of office space, but there are buildings and flagpoles and land and everything else that's out there that they really do need to get rid of. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Reduce the Footprint memo from David Mader, the OMB controller, he's telling agencies to do two things. Set an annual square foot reduction target, and that could change each year based on needs and mission needs, and adopt a space design standard for future office space, meaning how many square feet per person, basically. Now, Mader says in an interview with me from yesterday that OMB understands that every organization has a unique set of circumstances, so they want to continue to reduce their total real property footprint, again, based on those mission needs, and reset that baseline every year. The adoption of space design standards for office space also would be based on each agency's mission needs, but it would likely mean, in my opinion at least, Francis, that they had less space per employee. Now, I caught up with Danny Werfel. He's a former OMB controller. He is the author of that Freeze the Footprint memo, and now he's director with Boston Consulting Group.
From my time there, I think one of the mistakes that is often made is you create a one-size-fits-all requirement or goal or objective, and you spend a lot of time kind of dealing with the fact of unique agency missions and unique agency challenges, and you spend too much time kind of grappling over that rather than, you know, kind of moving the ball forward. So by recognizing up front that we can all share in a guiding principle that we have to do better to make our space more efficient and reduce costs in this area, but then pivoting and saying, okay, I'm not going to create a one-size-fits-all framework that everyone needs to fit into, but instead I'm going to have each agency, you know, construct a plan. But as long as it's under kind of that same guiding principle that in the end is going to benefit the taxpayer, it's a really good approach. It'll get buy-in from the agencies as they're developing their own plans with a little bit more flexibility.
Now, going back to the memo real fast, OMB also wants agencies to use a new tool that GSA is developing to make better decisions. Mader says GSA created the Federal Real Property Profile Database several years ago. It was a static inventory then, but now GSA is using software tools and an updated inventory and benchmarks to help agencies make better decisions to how to dispose of or consolidate office space and other properties.
Now, a lot of people seem to think that Freeze the Footprint was a success. How will this transition work to the Reduce the Footprint effort to try to keep whatever momentum people are seeing?
I think it all goes back to the data, really, and in many respects, that's going to lead them to better decisions. And I think this is why the GSA database and the tool that they're developing is so important and is called out in the new memo. Werfel says agencies are actually making data-driven decisions now about their real property, which is something they couldn't do even 2 years ago.
When we launched the new inventory under that executive order, we added data elements that could get us much smarter about inventory management. Things like, what is the utilization rate of each building? What is the condition of each building? What is the cost of each building? What is the mission relevance of each building? And you could start to see, you know, and define by looking at that data what an underperforming asset is, one that's high cost, low utilization, doesn't have a real connection to mission relevance. And you can also see where there might be other agencies that have underutilized buildings that present opportunities for consolidation. But again, it takes time both to build that inventory, ensure it's reliable, ensure the information is up to date. And then I think we're at this point right now where that foundation is laid. Now it's time to make sure that we're really actively moving data into formats that can enable smart real-time decision-making.
Now, I also caught up with Kenyatta Robinson, a senior vice president for public institutions at Jones Lang LaSalle. He says the data is really key to making decisions, and really it's important as you do your spending plans.
And you've discussed this also with Congressman John Mica, who's been on this issue, I mean, probably since this was an issue.
Yeah, and he's not happy with the current data sets either, so I think that's something he will be addressing through legislation.
All right, and you have a full report on this and broke it yesterday on federalnewsradio.com. freezethefootprintpolicy.com. It's a terrific story.